Someone asked me, what's the craziest thing you've ever done? And I said, getting married to a man I never met. Yep, I did that. We're way into this marriage. We're like 10 years married now, but yeah, the journey was, for lack of a better word, interesting. I'll tell you how it happened. My name is Chinenye. Chinenye Uba. I'm married to Chuka Uba. Now, before I was Chinenye Uba, I was Chinenye Okafo. And I was just a simple girl. I was from a very good, respectable home. My father was the chairman of some marketing group. Anyway, he was a big man. That's all I'll say. He had his business. He was doing very well before he died. Now, my mom also was very entrepreneurial. So, I lived well. I was the only child. Unfortunately, my parents couldn't have kids early. And then, somewhere down the line, I came. I was a miracle baby. And then, no more kids. And my dad loved my mom so much to put her through the risk of trying to have more kids. And also, surrogacy wasn't something people encouraged in Africa, as well as IVF. IVF wasn't so popular. I don't even think it was existing then. Maybe it was, but it hadn't come to Nigeria. And so here I was in Enugu, working for Uba and Sons conglomerate. Now, this is a very big chain of companies. They're into cement, sugar, rice, production, importation, exportation. That's what they do. They're one of the biggest companies in Africa. And I worked as the personal assistant to the CEO, Chief Uba himself. Basically, I was personal assistant to him and his wife. That those two are like 5 and 6. They're always together. Okay, their offices were next to each other. So I was like smack in the middle. When you come into their office, you meet me first. So I had a good relationship with them. They liked me as a daughter. They had grown-up kids who were older than me. And they had 3 children, 2 daughters and a son. And the girls were already married and living their life in somewhere in the world. And their only son, Chuka, was also in America studying and living his life. But they were kind of preparing him to come take over. So he was studying and trying to get knowledge in order to be able to handle the father's company, which is normal in Africa when, you know, you hand over your legacy to your son. Well, one day, it was my boss's birthday. Chief Uba was having his 60th birthday. And he had always said that at 65, he was going to retire fully. He was going to retire and travel the world. And his son was going to take over. But not everyone knew about it. I knew about it because he was always talking about it with his wife and myself. Like, I was always with them on trips, holiday, you know, because sometimes they have to go for some meetings. I have to go along because I'm their PA, personal assistant. But I wasn't like those house PA / house girl kind of one. No, but it was professional as well as they were more like a parent figure. My mom is alive, but my dad isn't. So Chief Uba took me as a daughter because his daughters were all grown. And I think he just liked the way I comported myself. I was professional when I needed to be. I always give results. So he liked me. I can't really explain why. And, well, in his head, he decided that I was going to be his son's wife. You see, Chief Uba is an unapologetic romantic. Like, he was a matchmaker. From my research, I found out he matchmade all his children. And they are happily married, if I may say. So his two daughters are married, they have their kids, and they're living abroad with their husband and the son. Chuka, I don't really know much about him. Nobody really got to see him a lot because he wouldn't want to come home a lot. The daughters do come around whenever they are in the country. You know, they come to see. I've met them several times, but I've never met Chuka. And at first, I even thought they were just the two girls. But later, you know, I found out about Chuka. But I never really thought about him in any way because I was just there to do my job. It was a well-paying job. Came with extra pay, like allowances and all that. A car of my own, an apartment that was fully furnished. I was living the life in Enugu. And I was happy. Well, it was Chifuba's birthday and all the kids were around, Chuka included. And his wife, Mrs. Suba, called me and said, Chinaye, come. In the middle of the party, you know, she just keep like, hey, Chinaye Bia, in Igbo, that means come. Come and help me serve some special people food. So I was doing what she asked me to do. And I said, hey, go and look for Chuka for me. And I said, Chuka, oh, you now registered Chuka, your son. Yeah. I said, where can I find him? I don't really know him, mommy. I call her mommy. Like, mommy, I don't know him. I've not really seen him. Like, if you see him, you'll know. He looks like his father. I'm like, oh, Yelenia, don't worry. When you see him, you'll know. See that beard. He has our face. I'm like, there are a lot of people that have that Uba face. So she's like, okay, he's wearing a white senator kaftan. Yes, you see him. I think he went upstairs. So just tell him to come downstairs. His father wants to see him, blah, blah, blah. So I went upstairs. I searched the rooms. I didn't see anybody. But he was at the balcony having a smoke. So I noticed someone's shadow. So I said, hello. He turned. He's like, yeah, can I help you? In my head, like, rude much. I'm like, you're Chuka, right? He said, who's asking? I'm like, sorry, I'm Chinaye, and I'm your mom's PA. She needs you downstairs. Like, okay, tell her I'm coming. And he just turned back like I didn't exist. Well, I didn't care. I went downstairs and I told her, he's coming. She had this smile on her face. So after the party, you know, it was like a whole weekend thing. You know, we have the one with the staffs, which was on a Saturday. Then we had the Sunday after church Thanksgiving party with family and everybody that wanted to come. It was fun. But Monday, school work resumed full time. And I was hoping they'll give me that day off, but who am I kidding? They can't do anything without me, those two, because I practically control their schedule. So I had to resume work on Monday. So I was going out with mommy, and we wanted to stop by at the hair shop to buy her a new wig. The woman is 54, but she doesn't look a day over 40. She is hot. Take good care of herself. She looks good all the time. So I had a wig on that she liked and she wanted to buy it. So like, where did I buy it? I told her where. She said, let's go. So we went. It was the perfect time. We do that sometimes. We just go off to shop for her. And sometimes she buys for me too. So I like following her. And then while we were in the car, I sat at the back with her and the driver was taking us to the place to buy the hair. And she asked me, so what did you think about Chuka? I said, He said, don't hold me. My son, Chuka, you met him? I said, yes, I did. So what do you think about him? I'm like, I didn't really get to spend time with him to have an opinion. I'm like, but what was your first impression? In my head, I wanted to say, he is rude. I'm like, well, I think he's Okay, it doesn't look, it looks good. I mean, apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You're a beautiful woman. Your husband is a very handsome man. Of course, your son is gonna be very handsome. So, like, okay. You know, we're trying to groom him to take over the company, right? Because, look, I've been looking forward to this retirement for years, and I will not let my husband spend a day past that 63rd birthday, or the 65th birthday, yeah, he said. But your son knows of this. Yeah, he knows. That's why we're letting, we just let him be and just live his life and have fun because, you know, running a company is not something easy, you know. So let him just be abroad and do his thing. But that's not what I wanted to discuss with you. In my head, like, okay. So I didn't even think, and like, mom, what did you want to discuss with me? He said, don't worry, we'll talk about it on that day. Now, this is not the place or the time. What will happen is, on Friday, you're going to sleep over at our place, eh? Me and you, because we have to talk, and we need to be in a very comfortable place. In my head, I'm like, I have slept over at that place severally, so it wasn't weird for her to ask me to sleep over. I was okay. I didn't think much of it. So that week went by, and Friday came. She's like, hey, Shania, you know you're sleeping over, right? I said, yes, ma. Okay. Do you have your stuffs? Because I have a room in the house, and I have some of my stuff. I have some things at home already. It's okay. So let's go home. I'm like, are we waiting for Chief? He said, no, Chief has a meeting, so we're just gonna go. So we went home, we had dinner, and then she's like, come, let's talk. So we went into her office in the house. She sat down and said, Nayanwa. Whenever she calls me Nayanwa, she wants me to do something, and most likely I might not like it. She's like, Nayanwa. I said, ma. She said, how would you like to be my son's wife? In my head, I'm like, where is this one coming from? I'm like, mommy? She said, you heard me. I want you to marry Judy. I'm like, but I don't know him. You can't marry. He said, you will get to know him now. Chuka is a very nice guy, you. Eh? Chuka is a very, very nice guy. As I look at his father now, he has the same temperament as Chief. You know, they can have this strict, I can kill with my bare hand look, but they are just soft. They're all back and no bite. You know that one. In my head, I'm like, do I have to give you an answer today? Like, I know it's a lot, and I know that this is the 21st century, and people don't just match make children anymore, but I think you'll be perfect for my son. In my head, I'm like, okay, this woman has really given this a lot of thought. And then, but what does Chief think about this? It was Chief's idea in the first place. He brought it to my attention. In my head, I'm like, okay, these two have been planning. I said, well, this isn't, I wasn't expecting this. I don't really know what to say, ma. Like, okay, Chine, you know what's gonna happen. Take some time. You have all the time. Think about it. And let me know. I said, okay. So, we left it at that. Saturday, I went to my apartment to get ready for the week. And, you know, I kept working. Some d down the line, like a couple of months, she'll bring it up again. I'm like, I'm still thinking, ma. Okay. And so I'm like, I don't even remember what this Chuka guy looks like. So sometimes she would just come, like, hey, come over. Hey, imagine. My granddaughter turned 2 yesterday. I couldn't even go for the party, but Chuka sent some pictures. You want to see? I said, yes. But I didn't know that those pictures were. I was expecting to see pictures of the celebrant, the 2-year-old baby. No, all I was seeing were pictures of Chuka and Chuka and Chuka in different forms, in different looks, different women with different situations. I was like, he was like, what do you think? I said, wait, I thought you said it was your granddaughter's birthday. I said, eh? She said, yes. I said, but I don't see the baby. But you're showing me only two cast picture. She said, are you going to marry my granddaughter? I started laughing. I said, this woman is very sharp. Anyway, and she was like, look, I'm sending you WhatsApp picture. Look at this picture. Nene Waka. It's a fine, handsome young man. See, let me tell you. A lion cannot born a goat. See that boy? He's the son of a lion. Eh? See my husband? The boy is strong. Oh, Kalaka, don't worry. He's a very strong, he will make a perfect husband for you. In my head, I'm like, he's not looking bad, Shao. He's fine. And with my job, I started thinking about it. Like, funny enough, I was really considering this because my job, I barely have time for socialization. Like, I only socialize with these two old people, you know, when I go for events with them or when I'm representing the company. I don't have time for, you know, to even go on dates. I barely go on dates. So I'm like, wouldn't it be a bad idea to give it a try? After all, the parents already gave their blessing, and for them to bridge this up, I don't know. I'm gonna have to find out if the guy is okay with it, then I think I'll give it a shot. And after that, and I asked that, but does he want to marry me? Is he even ready to get married? They're like, yes, now. He's ready. See, don't worry about it. I've told him about you. I've told him about the wife we are getting for him. And he didn't object. I'm like, really? You told him you were going to give him a wife. And he was happy with it. She was like, it's not like we're buying you or anything. That's why I'm taking, if you want it, nobody, we're not forcing you. If you don't want to do this, it is fine. You'll still be my, you'll still be my girl. But I would love to have you as a daughter-in-law. Because you were perfect. You are responsible. You are respectful. You are hardworking. You will make a perfect wife of a CEO. I'm telling you, I can see this company going, I don't know what this company will do without you. So I'm like, okay. She's like, you agree? I said, yeah. If he's okay with it, I'll give it a shot. Fine, we'll do it. She's like, oh, hey, you've made my day. She was so happy. In my head, I was like, what did I agree to? Lord. Anyway, let's see how it goes. Before you know it, they started talking wedding plans. I thought that was, you know, like, I was expecting them to like, okay, he's going to contact me and we'll get to know each other. But did you know that Chuka never called? So I kept, I know I'm getting married. I'm supposed to be getting married to Chuka, but I have not even spoken to him. And this is like 2 weeks to the traditional wedding. Like, they don't worry yourself about that one. He's a very busy boy right now. He's a very busy man. So, you will meet him when he comes to Nigeria. All this international call thing, it's not necessary. See, don't worry. Just wait to be. Calm down. Don't be scared. Everything is under control. Oh, so, normal Igbo tradition. Christmas time is to visit the village, hometown. And we decided to fix the traditional wedding for around the Christmas period where every member of the family is going to be available. So, I'm from Anambra State. And Enugu and Anambra used to be the same. So, it's not quite far from each other. The Ubas are they're from Enugu State and I'm from Anambra State. So, all road led to Anambra, Oka to be precise, to get married to me. Chuka wed Chinenye. That was the slogan. It was a massive thing. I didn't know how big it was going to be. I thought, you know, they were just going to make it an intimate thing. But no. This is the only son of Chief Cosmos Uba. It was going to be big. And me, the daughter of late Chief Okafor. People remember my dad. He was a philanthropist. He was a businessman. But he wasn't as big as the Ubas, right? And, well, I was I wasn't like some Cinderella popper girl. No, I was from a good, well-to-do home. So I hold my side. Anyway, the traditional wedding was coming up. The plan was we get married after Christmas, a traditional wedding, and then the white wedding will fall after New Year, like on the 2nd of January. We'll have the church wedding. Afterwards, on the 6th of January, when work resumed, we're going to have a court wedding where we go to the registry. So it was all planned out. I'm like, okay. So we did. I was getting ready for my Ibangu. That's what we call traditional wedding in Igbo land. And it was a big deal. It was a big deal. As in, what kind of animal did they kill? It was cow. There was goat. There was pig. There was everything. Chicken. There was food from all over the world. Trust me. All over the world. In the traditional wedding, we had the traditional Igbo food. You know, we Anambras, we like to show. My mom was not taking any chances. Eh? She's about to become the in-law of Cosmos Oba. She was going to pull all the stops. And my mom is a very wonderful cook. She's a very good cook. So she said, like, there's this unubu, the bitter leaf soup. It is an Igbo soup, but Anambra people are known for being able to cook it well. And my mom is a specialist. Unubu, she said, not the one that the guests will eat, the one that the in-laws will eat. My mom cooked it herself. Wahoo. Even me, I was drooling, but I was too nervous to eat. I hadn't seen or heard from Chuka till 2 days to the wedding. I knew what he looked like, right? And he was coming back. He was entering the country. He entered the country 2 days to our wedding. He came to Nigeria. And as normal, as his wife-to-be, I accompanied his parents to pick him up at the airport. And it was awkward. Not in a bad way. As we said hi. And we had the awkward hug. And I was smiling out of nervousness. And he just, hello. And kept talking with his parents. Like, I just felt invisible. But I gave him that. Like, okay, your parents talk. And sometimes the mother would try to loop me into the conversation. But it wasn't just fluent. So I just kept quiet. My heart was pounding. I kept questioning myself, what am I doing? The truth be told was, I was smitten by this guy. Look, the pictures don't do him justice. And that night of the party, I didn't really see him. But the day I picked him at the airport, God, that was when I saw God's creation. Ooh, wow, ooh, this guy is fine. He was, as a teacher now, the guy was well built, like a solid wall. What? You know, nice body. You know this kind of body that when they, I just could not stop picturing him in a suit. Those ones that when they wear a shirt for you like this, then let me not talk. PG-13. Think about it. Wow. I was like, damn, this guy is fine. But that day I was nervous. I wasn't really looking anything special. I had light makeup. I'm not one to wear heavy makeup anyway. So I wouldn't change my style just because I was going to meet him. So I had simple dress, a sundress on, a sandal. It was a yellow dress, a white sandal. And I had my natural hair. No wig, nothing. Like, if he cannot love me in my natural form, then whatever, you know. So we headed straight to, we took him to the hotel. They left us at the hotel to get acquainted. So everybody took, we took him, we were supposed to take him to the house, but the house was crowded. He was like, he just wanted one night at the hotel and then he would go home. The mom was like, but why? He said, mommy, please, I'm jet lagged. I just want to sleep. I just want peace and quiet. It's, you know, with the whole wedding plans, the house is full. Like, he flew directly to Enugu Airport. you know. So it was a lot. He just wanted time to regroup. So the mom said, okay, you stay with him now. Like, I didn't even have a say. I said, okay. I sat in front, you know. I was like, fine. I sat in front with the dad in the car when we were having this conversation. So we checked him into one of the biggest 5-star hotels, 7-star hotels, actually, in Enugu. And he was in the penthouse, as in the presidential suite. It was my own. I just followed. I have never stayed in a presidential suite before, so it was an adventure in my head. We checked him in, and the parents, we sat down with him for a bit. We talked. We all had the drink. We were like, okay, we're going to go home and receive the guests. And so your uncles are coming. The house is full, so we need to, you know, but both of you be good, okay? And the mother winked at me. I'm like, this woman is just full of it. And then the awkward silence when I left. It was like someone just turned down a very loud music in my head. He was like, so, how did you agree to marry someone you never met? Just like that. I was like, well, should ask you the same question. I'm like, fair enough. Anyway, I'm just going to pop in the shower and I'll be out. So we came, he took a shower. I just sat down, tried to keep his stuff together, and I sat on the chair in the living area in the hotel, because the room had a living room and a bedroom, massive, like 2 bedrooms and a living room. I'm like, good thing. Anyway, when he came out of the shower, he was wearing just a short and a singlet. And then he came, he sat down next to me, said, let's talk. So I said, okay. And I'm like, look, this whole wedding thing was not my idea. I don't do love and all that shit. In my head, I'm like, where are you getting to? He said, listen, we don't love each other, but we have to do this because I'm doing this because I wasn't given a choice. My father just wants me to get married, and I would rather do what he says to get him off my back. I was looking at this guy like, is this guy really saying this to me? He's like, I don't know your reason for doing this, but I guess we're going to do this, right? I smiled and like, I guess so. He said, okay, well, let's do this. Let's do it this way. We give this marriage 5 years. And after 5 years, nothing comes out of it. We still don't love each other. We divorce. I don't know. I'll do you one better. We give it 3 years. Okay, in 3 years, because we have to act like we are really in love. We have to sell the story. And then after 3 years, you can do whatever you want to do. Okay, just have a girlfriend. Do whatever you like. I'll do whatever I like. But we have to keep it on down low. Nobody has to know. 3 years' time, you're going to come back to Nigeria to become the CEO, right? When you come back to Nigeria fully and you still don't feel anything for me, I will personally get the divorce papers, sign it, and hand it to you. Do we have a deal? Because I was boiling at this point. I'm like, what manner of a human being is this? It's like, I was like, damn, what kind of crap did I get myself into? What level of arrogance? Like, I said, are we okay with that? He said, fine. I said, fine. We were like, okay, well, good night. And he went into his room and closed the door. To be honest, I was really hurt. I don't understand why I was hurt. Because, well, I knew why I was hurt, because I had built a picture in my head. I'd fallen for an image in my head. I dreamt of happily ever after, Yes, we don't know each other, but I dreamt of something better than what happened. I thought when he came, he would be excited. We'll both be nervous, but we'll, you know, get through the awkward stage and become friends. But I guess not. So I just went into the other room and I slept. The next morning, I didn't even tell him before I left. I just went home. I didn't care what he was thinking. I knew that I can't call this wedding off. And we already had a deal. So, the traditional wedding day came 2 days later. It was like a roller coaster, changing of outfit, look, doing the whole traditional rites and everything. Oh, we pulled it off. We acted. To be honest, I would like to say that I was acting, but I wasn't. I was happy. A part of me was excited that I was getting married. And then the big part of me was sad because I was marrying someone who didn't care about me at all. And I didn't know what to expect moving forward. But I was like, it is my cross I'm going to bear it. Let's do this. You know? I told myself, I have two options. I could be condescending and pompous and, you know, try to play Miss Independent. I don't need you. I don't care about you. And this will be miserable 3 years of my life. Or I could be honest with myself because I was smitten by him. It was for me, it was love at first sight. But just, unfortunately, it was just one-sided. And I was in a constant battle to suppress my feelings. I knew it was, I just kept telling myself it was an illusion. It was just, I was just, you know, projecting what I thought I felt. And the wedding, traditional wedding came, left. We had the white wedding. It was beautiful. It was magnificent. It was carried by every media house in the country, actually. It was like a royal wedding without the royalty. You know, there were some royalties actually present, people that I never thought I would be in the same room with, talking governors and, you know, movers and shakers of the country. And, you know, I was like just going through the motion because it was just too much. But I was smiling till my face started to hurt. During the, we did the whole cutting of the cake, feeding each other, first dance. I remember when we're taking the vow, I was so nervous about the vow because, yeah, the part where the pastor said, you may kiss the bride. That was going to be a hard part because I didn't know what it was going to be like. Was he going to kiss me properly or was it just going to be a peck? You know? And to my greatest surprise, he kissed me. He kissed the breath out of me, honestly. I was breathless. And that just sank me deeper in my feelings for him. That didn't help. It kind of lightened my mood, actually, because for a second there, I just felt desired and love. And for peace sake, it's my wedding day. So what else? Anyway, the night of after the whole party, reception, everything, we headed for our hotel where we were going to be spending the next few days till the court wedding, and then he'll be flying out to back to his base in America where he was studying and, you know, he had a job actually, but he wasn't ready to move back. So we had to have a conversation about how we were going to move forward. But let's just get through the wedding. That's what I kept telling myself, just get through the wedding. So the wedding night, I was nervous. I was just nervous because I didn't know what was going to happen. I knew nothing was going to happen. There was a likelihood that nothing was going to happen. But I was hoping something was going to happen. Because for crying out loud, it's my wedding night. I'm married to this man. everybody expects that lovemaking and the wedding night to consummate the wedding. But you know what happened? I was so nervous that I had so much to drink, and he had so much to drink, and we both passed out. Nothing happened. I woke up the next morning with the kind of headache that I felt like I'd been through a tsunami and survived it. Wahoo. Anyway, the next morning, over breakfast, you're like, "So, Mrs. Uba?" I said, "Yes, Mr. Uba." You're like, "How does it feel to be married?" To me. I laughed. I should ask you, "How does it feel to be married to me?" You're like, "You're spicy. Not bad." I said, "Thank you. You're rude, though." He just laughed. Like, there's no reason why we can't be civil with each other, right? I might not be in love with you, and I might have a life that I want. Look, it's not you, actually. I'm like, "Really? Let me hear that." Like, "Look, I had a life, I had a girlfriend, a wonderful girl that I love in America, and I can't just throw a relationship of 4 years away." I'm like, "Does she even know that you're married now?" I'm like, "Well, like, you didn't tell her?" Like, "It's not a real marriage. It's just between, we both know." Like, "Well, do you, whatever." Like, anyway, "I can't wait to get back and just continue my life." And so what's the plan? Are you going to be going and coming? Or because people will be expecting, your parents will be expecting that I might be moving to America with you and then coming back, or you have to be going and coming. Like, "I'm coming, I have to come back to Nigeria to take over from my dad. So I have 2 years now to go and finish my studies, and then I have to move back to Nigeria full time." I said, "Okay, so you're gonna be visiting?" "Obviously, I have to, because I have a wife now, quote unquote." I'm like, yeah, lucky me. So, long story short, we did the whole marital rites and everything. And on the 10th of January, he left. And I'd moved into the house that, his house, apparently, the parents built in my house in Enugu, GRA area, where Enugu, the big boys area. The house was not too far from the parents' house. It was not exactly the same estate, though, because he didn't want to. Like, "Nope, I'm not going to be living in, you're not going to be my neighbor, mom. No way." So, but I was grateful that it was like, the estates were close to each other, so I could easily go over and have someone to talk to. And my husband left for America. And here was I alone in a massive house. It was lonely as hell. It was just so lonely. And he'd never called. At the first 1 week, he didn't call. He didn't text. Nothing. He didn't even call to say, or send a message to say, "Oh, I arrived safely." To me. He told the mom, like, "Hey, have you heard from him?" I said, "No, is everything okay?" She's like, the mom was like, "Thank God for joining messages. Hey, this is Chuka. Got home quickly." I said, I had to pretend, like, "Yeah, so he called me. That's really good, though." Well done. So how was the wedding night? You know, I had to lie. Like, it was nice. It was fun. Although we're too tired to really do much. But, you know, she laughs. And sometimes I just indulge her. What can I do? But the honest truth was, I married Chuka, a virgin. And I am still a virgin. And that's like 2 months into my wedding, I'm still a virgin. My husband had not had sex with me. Nobody knew this. I was on the outside. I had this happy, newly married bride look. But inside, I was just dying. I was sad. And I kept telling myself, "Why? You knew what you were going into before going into it. Why are you sad? No one asked you to fall for him." You know? I'm like, why did he have to now kiss me the way he did? But he had to kiss. Yeah, you would have just kissed. I was talking to myself. Anyway, you know the truth. But after 2 weeks, I got a call for the first time from Chuka. It was like, how are you? How's everything? I said, I'm fine, I'm good. I had to just pretend. But I was, in my heart, I was jumping for joy. Like, I finally get to speak to him again. I was happy. I was a closet lover. But when I was like, I'm okay, I'm fine. I'm like, I'm sorry I haven't called you for a while. I've been kind of busy, you know, just swamped with work and all the time. I'm like, yeah, fine. It's okay. In my mind, I'm like, you've been calling your parents. You've been calling friends. You did not call me. So don't give me that crap. But I didn't say anything. I just kept quiet. He was like, well, I'll be coming home next month for just a week. I'm like, okay. He said, is that okay with you? I said, it's fine. He said, okay. Let me tell you, that was a very awkward conversation. But it was progress, right? Because I noticed he started calling more. Not every day, but every week. I could get one phone call, sometimes two phone calls, just saying hello. And I'm like, wait, is something wrong with this guy? Well, I didn't think anything of it. And 2 weeks later, he came home. And I was going, in my head, the night before, like, I'm just going to act like normal. I don't care about him, blah, blah, blah. But to be honest, when he came into the house, I was in the kitchen. I was making myself lunch. I didn't know when his flight was arriving. I didn't know anything, so I wasn't going to pick him there at the airport. So I was making lunch when I heard a sound. So I turned. And he was him, standing by the kitchen door. So I just jumped up like, hey! And, you know, I just let my joy show. And I hugged him. I was like, nice to see you too. I'm like, sorry. And then I controlled myself. You know when you have let the cat sleep out a bit? And I'm like, sorry. You know, like, it's okay. It's all right. I wasn't expecting that, but that was nice. I'm like, yeah. So how was the flight? I'm making lunch. Would you like some? I'm like, yes, I'm famished. What are you making? I said, I'm making jollof rice and chicken and salad if you want. I'm like, fine, sounds wonderful. I'm just going to go freshen up and I'll meet you downstairs at the dining. So he went, freshened up. And Gaiman came downstairs with a gift for me, as in a gift bag. He had shopped for me. That's weird, because when he came to get married to me, he didn't even buy a pen to say, okay, for my new wife-to-be. Nothing. So he came in, he was like, kept it beside him. I was like, Chinea? He calls me Chi, but that's later on. He was like, Chi? He calls me Chi. I just called him Chuka. Like, I got you this. I'm like, why, thank you. Aww. So I served his food and I opened. I like presents, so I'm just opening them. And then the most beautiful bracelet I have ever seen. It was so thin. It was gold. It looked expensive. I didn't want to know how much it cost. It was beautiful. There was that. There was some perfumes. I love perfumes. I don't know how. Like, oh, I love perfumes. How did you know? Like, my mom told me. Oh, I'm back. Thank you. You know, it's like, I know it's coming late, but I also have a wedding present for you. A wedding present? You're like, yeah, but I'm gonna go, I'll give you that later. Okay. So we started eating. I'm like, wow, this is nice. You cook real good. I'm like, I'm an African woman, girl. boy, I'm an Anambra girl. I can cook. If you live with my mom, you gotta know how to cook. And I'm the only child. So I definitely know how to cook. Like, wow. Well, I look forward to sampling more of your special delicacies. I'm like, don't worry, I'll feed you. And we laughed. And the first time we actually had a nice conversation without it being too awkward. And after eating, he was like, I'm just going to go upstairs and take a nap. I'm really tired. I'm like, for sure. I understand. You can do you. So he went to have a nap. I was expecting him to, because I was staying in the master's suite. I hadn't gone upstairs. I thought he would just stay in one of the guest rooms or something. I was shocked when I went upstairs to have a shower, because I was feeling hot and I wanted to have a shower before going into the pool. And I just saw him on the bed, sleeping. His boxes were still, like, they were in the closet, because we have this big walk-in closet. It has a his side and a her side. And, well, I was always using my side. When I went into the bathroom, I noticed his toiletries were arranged in his side. I'm like, it felt weird. Is he moving in? Anyway, what's my business? It's his house. So I just quickly took a shower, put in my two-piece bathing suit. I had a cover-up. And while coming out of the bathroom, I guess I made some noise because he stared. He woke up. And he saw me in my bathing suit. He was like, what are you doing? I looked at myself and I looked at him like, I'm going for a swim. Wanna join? We're like, I don't mind. I'm like, well, I'll see you downstairs then. So I left. And when I got to the pool, like 10 minutes later, he came downstairs to the pool to meet me. He had ordered some drinks from that. We asked the we have a cook, a chef, everything, housekeeper, and all. So she came with drinks, and we just got talking. We swam for a bit. I laid down by the pool, just enjoying the weather generally, and sipping my drink, living like a billionaire wife that I was, you know. And we're like, you really have nice calves. I wasn't expecting that. I nearly choked on my drink. When I say, what? Like, your body. You look amazing. I just subconsciously found myself wrapping my coverall around me. I'm like, thank you. He wasn't looking bad at all. And then I'm like, you don't look so bad yourself. You look like you've been working out. I'm like, I try. And we just laughed. And, you know, somehow, slowly, the conversation was just flowing. I'm like, so how is your girlfriend? I'm like, girlfriend? Yeah, the one you said you were in love with for 4 years that you live with in America? Like, oh, Stacy. Like, is that her name? Like, yeah, that was. Well, we broke up. I'm like, really? Why? I said, well, I don't know. She just. I wasn't feeling it anymore. Neither was she. And. Well, by the time I got back to America, I found out that she was sleeping with someone else. And just ended it. Like, whoa, she cheated? Like, yeah. I'm like, sorry about that, though. I didn't know what to say. I just was just pressing my phone. And the next thing I know, it was sunny. And I noticed the sun was being blocked by something. So I raised my head. And I saw him, and he reached out his hand, like, come. Let's take a walk. In my head, I'm like, wait, this guy. Well, okay. So we walked upstairs, and then we walked around the pool and went to sit down. We have a cabana close to the pool, like a pool house though, where we can, you know, grill and have, and they served, it was dinner time, almost dinner time, or pre-dinner time, so there were some snacks on the table. So we sat down with our drinks, and he was like, so what did you study, what do you do? Like, actually, I worked for your parents, I still do. I've been working with the company for about, since I graduated, that was like 3 years ago, and yeah, not three, like 5 years ago, sorry, for my calculation. I graduated 5 years ago, I studied business management, and I've been working as your father's and your mother's PA till I got married to you, and I was promoted to another department. So I'm no longer their PA, and I'm now the manager at one of the factories. Like, really impressive. So, do you like it there? I'm like, yeah, not bad. I miss working at the headquarters, but sometimes, you know, a bird gotta learn to fly, right? And I smile like, well, true that. And so, how do you feel about coming to take over? You haven't been in the country for a while. You're like, yeah, I feel good about it, though. I've been prepared for it almost all my life, so I know what to, I'm already, like, ready for it. I said, okay, well, not bad. You're like, after dinner, would you like to go out? Like, let's just go out into the town. I haven't been in country for a long time, and last time I came, I wasn't able to really see Enugu that well. Okay, well, where would you like to go to? Like, anywhere nice. Like, well, I'm not really a social buddy, but I think I can find out where the happening places are, and we can paint the town red. And he laughed, like, do they still say that, paint the town red? Like, of course they do. I'm not that old. You know, we laughed, and okay, so let's just, I went upstairs, got dressed. I put on a jean and a top, just a simple cold shoulder top. And because it was a very warm night, and he had shorts on and t-shirt, trying to get used to the heat. I'm like, damn, it's so hot. I'm like, you're going to be in the car, air conditioned, and don't worry, wherever I'm taking you to, I'll make sure that it's nice and cool, either outside or there's AC inside. He was like, okay. So I took him to one of my favorite bars that I used to go to sometimes. It's like an open mic kind of place, you know. Every night you get new people coming to sing, upcoming artists, popular artists, you know. So we went there. I'm like, when last did you eat proper ishewu? He was like, ishewu with like goat head pepper soup. He was like, I haven't eaten it in a while because I'm very sensitive to pepper. Like, yeesh. Okay, I'll have the issue. You can have something else. You're like, about, okay, I'll try it. And then, no. Don't get sick on my account. Like, what do you mean? Come on. I'm an Igbo boy. I should be able to handle this shit. I'm like, okay. Went there, I ordered ishewu, I ordered nkwobi. It's another kind of meaty delicacy. And I ordered a Guinness for him. And I like, don't worry, trust me, the pair go, and a Guinness for myself. I'm like, you are drinking there. I'm like, trust me, they go together. It's perfect. I'm not really a fan of Guinness, but when I eat so much, like when I eat nkwobi, because of the sauce, it kind of gets me, like, makes me want to puke sometimes if I eat it a lot. So I use the bitterness from the Guinness to just kill that taste. I'm like, okay, well, salute. And we ate and we listened to music. If at a point we danced a little bit, And I noticed while dancing, he just kept having his hand around me, you know. He was just getting very close and very personal, you know. In my mind, I'm like, really? The guy doesn't know who we're dealing with. Anyway, we had fun. We went back home and it was time for bed, sleepy time. I changed, cleaned my makeup. I was just doing my usual night routine. And he was lying down on the bed and staring at me. I could see him from the mirror. I was like, Chuka, are you all right? And yeah, I'm fine. Why did you ask? I said, because you've been staring. I was like, well, you're beautiful. Thank you. Anyway, it's very hard not to stare at you. You're a very beautiful woman. Thank you very much. So I continued my makeup and I came to bed. And he was like, Chine? Hi, Chuka. Can I hold you? I lifted up my head from the bed because I was backing him. What? Like, can I cuddle? I just want to hold you and cuddle. I'm like, I told him, like, wait, what happened to no affection? You know what? Okay. In my head, I was like, wait, is this guy... what happened to the agreement? You said no affection, no connect, no holding, no display of affection and PDA. I was like, yeah, but I just want to cuddle. I'm fine, cuddle. he just laughed. I backed him and he spooned me and I could feel him vibrating and he was laughing. I'm like, why are you laughing? It's like, because, I don't know. I think it's just your expression. Like, whatever, good night. And we fell asleep. Like that. But then, in the middle of the night, I could feel someone's hand moving. At first, it didn't register because I was used to sleeping alone in the bed, but I was feeling extremely hot. And then I realized I was in bed with my husband. And, you know, he was just, you know, moving his hand up and down my back. I'm like, you are making me so hot, mister. I'm like, sorry. You're already making me hot. So I turned and I faced him. Like, you're a very complicated human being. Do you know that? You need to make up your mind. What do you want? What do you want, Chuka? He's like, I want you. I'm like, then I'm all yours. And for the first time since we got married, we made love. And it was good. It was more than good. It was amazing. And I just felt relief, like he doesn't hate me after all or something. But a part of me was also angry, you know. So I just slept. The next morning he woke up, good morning, like good morning, like, you know, I just said, like, you know what, I cannot settle for being second best. If he wants me, he's gonna have to work hard for it, and he's gonna have to prove to me that he really wants me, and I'm not just some rebound because his girlfriend left him. And so I went downstairs. I woke up before him. So he came downstairs to meet me. He said, hi, wifey. And I looked up, good morning. I looked back down into the magazine I was reading. I'm like, okay, is everything all right? I'm like, yeah, everything's fine. And he came and he took my hand. I'm like, Chi, can you look at me? And I looked at him, like, something's off. What is it? I just closed the magazine. I'm like, I don't get you. 1 minute, you are pissed off that you're getting married to me. You left this country for 4 months without contacting me, calling me, texting me, nothing. And then you come back and you are trying to show love, or I don't know what I call this you are displaying. Like, I don't know how to feel about it. Like, what's going on? What are you up to? What's this? I need to understand you. I'm like, well, nothing. I'm just trying to be a good husband. Like, really? You got married to me. You didn't, like, I don't know if I was this so disgusting, so appalling to you. You got married to me. You didn't touch me on our wedding night. You didn't touch me after our wedding night. You spent some days after we got married together. We spent almost every day together. We slept on the same bed. You never touched me. You were always on the phone with Trisha or Tracy or whatever her name was. And then you come back because she dumped your ass. And now you are taking me as a rebound. I refuse to be your rebound, Chuka. I deserve all of you, not just some of you or the part of you that feels, okay, Tracy doesn't want me, so maybe Jenna is going to have me. And then all the while I was just ranting and he was just quiet. He was just very quiet. And when I feel like, say something, he just smiled and looked at me like, I get it. You have every right to be mad. I was stupid and full of myself. And I'm sorry. I'm like, still not making any sense. I'm still not going to be your rebound. Am I supposed to be your rebound? Am I your side chick? I'm your wife. Your girlfriend dumped you. And you were back in Nigeria. And you're being so nice to me. It's creepy. It's scaring me. You're like, why should it scare you? I'm your husband. And I want to be with you. And I figured the earlier we start getting used to each other, the better. I'm like, really? How long are you in Nigeria for? I'm like, just a week. You said it. Just 1 week. So what? I'm just a 1 week booty call. And then you go back to America and do whatsoever you like with your girlfriend. I'm like, you know what? I don't know why you are pissed. I had a very beautiful night last night. And I wanted it to continue, but obviously you have a lot of resentment or something, I don't know, so I'm gonna let you deal with that, okay, because I'm not gonna do that. I'm like, really? You're gonna walk away from this conversation right now? You are not gonna deal with this elephant in the room? Why? What the hell, Chuka? You're coming here, you confuse me, you mess up with my emotion, and then what? And then you're going to leave me for another maybe 6 months this time before you call me or know how I'm doing, right? At this point, I was so frustrated. I was tearing up. And I was pissed off at myself for tearing up because I'm usually a very emotional person. You're like, I'm not going to do this right now, Jeanette. I'm just going to walk away, okay? I need you to calm down. And he left. I was raving mad. I was like, I was mad at myself for blowing up. I was mad at myself for even letting that night happen because I was in love with this guy. If anything, the last night made me realize that my feelings for him didn't go anywhere. Out of sight didn't mean out of mind. And the moment he touched me, I melted like a puddle. And I was going crazy because all I want is for him to love me and see me, you know? And I couldn't help but feel like I'm just a booty call for the next 1 week. So it was awkward for the next few days. We had weird conversations. Hi, are you hungry? Monosyllabic conversations. And the day he was leaving, the night before he came to the... After that, he moved into the guest room, actually. So he came into the room the night before he was to leave, and they're like, Can we talk? And like, about what? He said, well, I'm leaving tomorrow. I said, I already know that. But like, Chinee, can we just start afresh? Can we be friends? I don't like that we are not friends, that we are having this kind of argument all the time. I need time to deal with certain things, but I promise you, I don't see you as a rebound, okay? And I promise I'm gonna make everything up. I'm gonna fix it. I'm like, I've heard. Okay. Good night. And the next day, he left. I didn't see him to the airport. Nothing. But to my surprise, even I got a text message when he was about to board the flight. Oh, I'm boarding now. Miss you already. Okay. I was like, it's gonna pass. Then the moment he landed, he sent me a text message. The moment he got home, he sent me another message. He's like, I'm gonna call you tomorrow. I'm really tired, okay, dove? And he kept ending it with love. You know, miss you. Love you. Huh? I was like, this guy should stop putting ideas in my head, please. I don't wanna go mad. Go with him. Oh well, he stayed for another 3 months because he was gonna graduate his master's at the end of the third month, and then he come back to Nigeria permanently. But what he didn't know was I was planning to attend the graduation, the graduation ceremony with his parents. So throughout that 3 months, he would call me every day. We became very close, best of friends. We talked almost every day. He told, oh man, I had a long day. I had to go to work. And, you know, things, you know, just tell me generally about everything. We had a conversation about Trisha, his ex, and how it happened, how they ended, and it's really over, and he had, you know, moved on. And so who is the new chick in the block? And like, you, of course. I'm like, huh, really? So for the past 2 months, you've just been by yourself, no girlfriend. I'm like, why would I want a girlfriend when I have you? In my mind, I'm like, who are you and what have you done to Chuka? But like, this is me. This is Chuka. This has always been me. I'm just too stupid to show you. And I'm really sorry about that. I'm really sorry. I'm like, yeah, it's okay, it's fine. Anyway, don't make me feel all weepy and sad, okay? Because the truth of the matter is, after that night, I had gotten pregnant. And, well, I had not really done the test. I was seeing the symptoms. In my mind, I knew I was pregnant. I calculated it like it's 2 months after he left. And my period has been coming, but it wasn't like normal. I was suspicious. It was shorter. It was less flowy, like spotting, what they call spotting. And then I had taken a pregnancy test after the first month, and it was negative, and I hadn't taken anyone anymore. So but I was feeling kind of sick. It was the next day when I had to go to the embassy with my mother-in-law to get my visa and my passport and my visa renewed and everything, when she was like, Neye, you're glowing. I said, mommy, which one is I'm glowing? I'm looking the same. No. Anyway, I will not say anything, Sha. Are you okay? Are you sure you're all right? No, I'm fine. And then while we were going to the embassy, we passed somewhere and there was this strong smell. I don't know what it was, but it was bad. And I just told the driver, stop. I jumped out of the car, went to the nearest bush, and I puked my guts out. And my mother and I just sat down in the car. They were just staring at me. Then she came out slowly, got me water to rinse my mouth, wash my face. She's like, shall we go? So instead of heading to the embassy, we headed straight to the hospital. Like, awkward. Anyway, when we got to the hospital, the doctor confirmed what she already knew. I was pregnant. And by my calculation, 3 months. 2 months plus, almost 3 months. So I was almost rounding up my first trimester. She was like, hey, Chine, are you sure you'll be able to travel with this? You know, you're pregnant. It's your first pregnancy. I'm like, I'm pregnant, not disabled, or I haven't caught a disease. She's like, no, because, you know, you have to rest. I'm like, mommy, please don't tell Chuka yet. I want to be the one to tell him. Okay? She's like, okay. I'm not going to tell him. It's not my place now. It's not my place to tell him. It's yours. You're his wife. And I need to be at his graduation. It's very important to me that I attend his graduation. She's like, okay. Well, we're fine. We're flying private anyway, so don't worry. You'll be fine. Because I can't even just imagine you in that airport. Like, mommy. She's like, sorry. Okay. Well, Shadori called ahead and rescheduled our appointment to the embassy. So we had it rescheduled for 2 days after, and we went. We had everything done. Like, money is good. When you have money, things move fast. And she just, things were done sharply. Just did that biometrics and everything and got left. I'd packed. It was summertime there, so I knew it was going to be nice and warm. So I packed light. I didn't pack a lot of stuff because I intended to shop. That was my first trip to America. I've never been. I've been to England. I've been to France, you know, on business trips. I've been to China a lot. Japan, yes. But America, no. England, just once. So I was talking to Chuka even while we were like, I have to go somewhere. But in case you call me and you can't reach me, don't worry, I'll call you back, yeah? You're like, what's going on? What? No, that I need to go and get some stuff. And then I will stop by my friend's place. So you know how it is with we girls. You're like, okay. But unbeknown to him that I was on my way to him. So my in-laws and I got on the flight and we flew all the way to Texas. He was in Texas. And we flew all the way to Texas. There was a car waiting for us to pick up. Apparently, they have a home in Texas. I didn't know. But when we got there, there was a car waiting. The sister, one of them married a very rich dude. He had a winery. That's how rich she was. So there was a bar that Rolls Royce waiting at the airport to pick us up. Man, that's the life. You know, living the American dream. Anyway, I got there. And we drove straight to Chuka's house. Now, Chuka's, you expect a bachelor to live in a tiny one room, like student. When I thought student, I was thinking, you know, student apartment, you know, just living the, I keep forgetting that he's the son of one of the richest men in Africa, in the world too. Like, top 100, my father-in-law's name will sound, you know. He's a very low-key guy, so he doesn't do popularity thing. People don't know how wealthy he is, but he is bloody wealthy. Trust me, I've seen the books. I know. So, we got to Texas, and, you know, Chuka was in the garden. He lived in a very nice building. It was a duplex, more like a mansion. You know how those houses in America can be very big. And then we rang the bell and he opened the door. He was shocked to see me. He grabbed me and spun me around. Why didn't you tell me you were coming? I wasn't expecting you. I was just laughing. I was a bit dizzy, but I had to control. Mother said, whine your, cry, come, you want to hurt, don't relax. I just cut eye for her, like, don't say anything. She just controlled her tongue, like, you don't just pick her, like, throw her. Like, no, sorry, mom, I'm just so happy to see her. I didn't know she was coming. Like, why didn't you tell me? And I spoke to you this morning. And, like, it was going to ruin the surprise. I wanted to surprise you. Like, consider me really surprised. As in, this is the best. I'm so happy. And in fact, I'm like, how about us? Aren't you happy to see us? I'm happy to see you guys, but I'm, excuse me, this is my wife, okay? I'm happy to see my wife. And he couldn't get his hands off me. Just holding me and, oh, come in, sit. Like, have you been? I've missed you. The mother and father just, it's like they knew that we're around the house, so they just moved. I noticed we were alone in the room because he took me straight to the bedroom to drop off my suitcase. And he just, once we got into the room and we had privacy, he just hugged me so tight from behind because I went in first and he came. Like, what's that for? Like, I miss you so much. I can't believe how much I miss you. I'm like, I miss you too. I'm like, really, you did? I'm like, come on, dude. Of course I miss you. You're my husband. And it's not been easy being alone in that house. I kind of enjoyed your company a lot the last time. I miss you. You're like, before we say anything, I just wanted to talk about the last time. You're like, it's water under the bridge. It's fine. It's like, no, listen. I don't want you to ever feel like you were my second choice or second best or rebound or anything, okay? You're not. You're too special to even be that. I don't know what I did to deserve you, but I'm glad I made that decision to marry you, you know? It's one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life. I'm like, oh, now you're going to make me cry. Like, no, I'm not trying to flatter you. I swear, babe. I've never been so happy and so sad at the same time. Because I'm sad, yeah, because I realize how much of a fool I've been and how much I must have hurt you. And that really hurt me. That really made me feel bad. Like, well, it's okay. We have a long time for you to make up. Like, oh, I'm ready. I'm ready to make up right now. Like, right now. And he looked down on his thingy. It was already standing. I'm like, Chuka, down, boy. This mama needs a bath. As in, a soak in the bath. Then food. But before I go, I have something to say to you. But I'll just shower and come out quickly. He's like, what do you have to say? It's a surprise. I have a surprise for you. Okay. But I'm going to give you later. Okay. I just want you to be both of us. We were like, okay. And so I quickly showered and went down, met everybody. We had lunch. We talked about his graduation ceremony the next day and all the plans. We're going to meet up. Sisters and their family were coming. You know, Nigeria, we don't do things small, we do it big. You're like, mommy, I don't want any party. I just want my family. That's all. And if you guys are too noisy, I kick you out and take my wife alone. The mother like, oh, me too, I have husband. That's my husband. So before you do your wife. Every small thing, your wife. Please. Some of us, we are all married here. We all have husbands and wife. What is it? Everything your wife. Like, seriously, mom, I just want it to be intimate, family. You're like, we know, we've heard. I'm not doing party. But, you know, auntie, this person wanted to come and auntie, nobody is coming. Uncle, nobody. I'm not the first person to graduate. We get this, so, hey, mama, I'm not doing this with you. Dad, talk to your wife. I was just laughing at them because it was just hilarious to see them argue. And that night when we called it a night, everybody went to their bed. I had gone upstairs first because I was tired. One, from being it was the early stage of pregnancy. I hadn't puked all day. My morning sickness had died down, thank goodness. But my cravings were still there. Like, I was eating and I was trying to control myself. But he was like, you must be hungry. I said, yes, I am. I'm like, well, eat. You want something else? And I know, fine with this. But it never occurred to him to think that men are clueless, you know. Anyway, upstairs, I'd gone upstairs. My surprise, I'd packed it. I had a baby onesie that I had customized. And I had put baby Uba coming soon. And I had a nice small baby sneakers shoe. So I laid it out on the bed. And I had on a very beautiful lingerie nightwear. Like, it was perfect, you know. I showered and I was waiting for my man. You know what that looked like? My honeymoon is about to start right now. I don't care if it was 9 months late. But it was starting. I'd made up my mind to just give it my all and make this marriage work. I'd seen that he had realized that he loved me. And I could feel like it was going to work out. So I was excited. And then, you know, we both went. I went upstairs, I showered. And when he came into the room, he was like, okay, I like what I'm seeing. Am I allowed to take that off you? I'm like, definitely. I'm like, good. I love it. I love it. I love the whole, the color, the sexiness of it. But it's gotta go. Okay? I'm like, calm down. And then I moved aside and he noticed the stuff on the bed. Like, what's that on the bed? And he moved closer and saw it. And he looked at me and like, wait, what do you mean? Is this what I think it is? Are you pregnant? I'm like, yeah. Are you okay with it? Like, am I okay with it? Are you kidding me? You're pregnant. You're like, you're really pregnant? I said, yes. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be a father? Mm-hmm. That's how it works. He was so excited. He's screamed. Like, shoot, you're going to wake up the whole house. Like, who cares? I'm going to be a dad. And he ran out. I'm like, I'm going to be a dad. I'm going to be a father. The mother was laughing. Everybody was laughing. I couldn't run out because I was putting on, you know. I was like, sorry, guys. Sorry. I didn't mean to disturb anybody. Good night. And he came back into the room. And I just laid there. Like, why didn't you say something? And I was busy throwing you about. I'm like, well, I was excited to see you too. And yeah, I was dizzy after that spin. Like, I'm really sorry. Oh, baby, sorry. I didn't know. Like, that explains it. The eating, you were eating so much. Like, you, the combination you had today was weird. And I was thinking, maybe you're just trying out things. Like, no, just craving weird things. I was like, oh, this woman, you're going to be the death of me. I love you. And like, I love you too. And, oh, the lovemaking was out of this world. No, there was no awkwardness. There was no weirdness. It was just pure, undiluted love, you know? And I gave this guy my all. Like, that night, I needed him to see, to know, to feel that I was his for life. And it was amazing. It was like, you know, you're not going back to Nigeria until this baby is born, right? Oh, plans have changed. I'm like, but I have to work. Work what? I'm like, no, Chuka, we are not going to do that. I'm not going to be a stay-at-home housewife, okay? Yeah, I will stay home as long as my kid needs me, but I have to work. I'm like, I'm not saying you're not going to work, but for now, you have to rest. And eat and grow that baby in your belly and take care of yourself so that you can have a healthy baby and be healthy yourself. I'm like, Okay. But I have to go back to work. So, yeah, you go back to work, fine. Besides, you own the place. Technically, you are the owner of the company. I'm like, So you can work from anywhere, okay? It's fine. You can still call the shot from home, I promise. I'm like, okay, fine. And we made love. We talked through the night. We talked about baby names. What we'll name, if it's a boy, what we're gonna name him. If it's a girl, what we're gonna name her. How many kids we wanted. I wish I had this conversation with you earlier. But it's better late than never, right? I'm just glad that we realized fast enough that, we're meant for each other. I'm like, yeah, babe, we really are. I said, does that mean our 3 years contract is dissolved? I'm like, girl, that ship has sailed. There is no contract. Did I sign anything? I'm like, I knew you were a cheat. I should have gotten the papers to sign. I'm like, girl, I'm glad we didn't sign anything. I was stupid. Well, I wasn't. I was in love with you even before I got married to you. Like, I'd seen your picture and I'd fantasized about it. Like, you fantasized. I'm like, boy, don't worry. I've got plans for you. He laughed. You know what? I like you. You just say what comes to your head. You just say it. Like, yeah, if I can't keep it real with you, who am I gonna keep it real with? I'm like, exactly, duh. Exactly. You have to keep it 100 all the time. I'm like, yes, darling. Anyway, so I was 3 months pregnant then. I mean, 6 months later, we had our son. And he was the cutest baby. Hairy. Very hairy. Gosh, I suffered. The heartburn. But the pregnancy process was wonderful. Like, the pampering, the spoiling, he got me presents. Even when my fingers got too big from swelling on my ring, couldn't size. I was like, I can't wear my ring. I was like, honey, you're gonna just wait. When the baby, you will wear it back later. Like, okay, I'll get you a bigger one. Said, no, I don't want a bigger one. I don't want to change it. I'm like, if you put that ring on your finger, it could hurt you. So just let it go. You know where it is. It's safe, okay? You wear it once your baby is born and the swellings have gone down. Okay. And then let's talk about my pregnancy cravings. Yikes. It took the grace of God for me to control my, portion. But Chuka didn't care. He was ready to keep stuffing me with food as long as I wanted it. But I had to, control myself. I didn't want to get too big and or cause any kind of complication like diabetes and all those things. But it was wonderful. I was treated like a queen. Even after the baby was born, my mom was on standby on Omugwo in Nigeria. My mother-in-law started the whole helping with the baby, bathing, allowing me sleep in the night. The childbirth was beautiful, it was easy. It wasn't a long labor. It just came, And like 4 months after our baby was born, we moved back to Nigeria. And Chuka took, well, gradually started taking over the company. And the father still had like 2 more years to run the show because he was 65 and he was just 60, 60, 63. Well, we moved back to Nigeria and our life continued. It was amazing. And today we are about 10 years married with 2 more kids. So we're complete. family of five, and I couldn't ask for anything better. Like, my husband still loves me like it's the first time he's meeting me and falling in love with me. He's amazing. He's a wonderful father and an amazing husband. And my life couldn't be more beautiful. I'm telling you.